It is 3:35. We are meeting here in room 306 at 61 South Main for a work session. We're going to go around the room and introduce ourselves real quick.
Sharice Bills, Clerk Auditor's Office.
Curtis Cove, Clerk Auditor.
Bill Geddes, Attorney's Office.
Mike Kendall, Attorney's Office.
Lorene Kamalu, Commissioner.
Andy Elliott, Commissioner.
Scott Corey, Dentist at the Rock Hotel Dental.
Jeff Euler, CED Office.
Lane Rose Facilities.
Kent Anderson, Director of Community and Economic Development.
And Commissioner Stevenson's on a call and will join us shortly, but Scott feels a little bit outgunned now because of all the attorneys and staff. But
I felt outgunned when it was just being you.
I was just going to say, you think the commissioners are in charge, but we have lots of other things.
So we're just going to open this discussion of the lease agreement between Davis County Rock Hotel and related issues. And so we'll just kind of open that up. I think Jeff and Scott are taking the lead on this one, aren't you both?
Yeah, and Scott will just, in my conversation with
Craig,
he just said that you guys had gone back and had some appraisal work done and had some stuff that you wanted to present to the county and to the commissioners. And so I just told him I'd find a time that we could get all of our commissioners together in a work meeting and have you come over and talk to us.
Well, as far as I know, my reason for being here is the parking issue and the agreement that we've had, you know, since Barrett and I moved over to the Rock Hotel Dental in 1995 or whatever it was. So as far as the appraisals, I'm not sure. We got an appraisal on the building, but I don't know how that really enters into, you know, our discussion, to be honest with you. We're planning on staying there. We're not going anywhere. Right now, we've got as far as I know, I think in place is a 5 year and went to a 3 years of our remaining 5 and then a 2 extension. So I think we have the parking agreement that we have had through 2025, I believe.
Yeah, thereabouts.
Or 26, whatever, but we've had. So back in the beginning of time when we moved over, we had parking spots where you put that drive through on the east side. And the trade-off was you took the drive through. We had like 5 or 6 spots there just adjacent to the dump, where the dumpsters are now, which is county property. The drive through is our property. And then you guys were gracious enough to allow us to have the five or six spots there just west of the building that faces south. And then you've allowed us to lease X amount, 23 maybe spaces, I believe, so to allow for patients and our parking.
We provided you guys with a new contract. It's been at least a couple of months ago, and that's what we're waiting on, is for you to comment or sign that. And Craig led me to believe that you were coming over here today to tell us where you're at with all that stuff.
Well, obviously, yes, we want that. But what we would really need and what for our lifeblood of our office is to somehow get some type of extension beyond that. I mean, we appreciate what you guys have done for us and allowing us to do that. But, you know, a 5 year lease, at the end of the 5 years, if a commercial property or like us with all of a sudden no parking, that's going to be very, very difficult. I mean, a dental practice with 5 dentists and, you know, we've been there for 30, you know, whatever years, that's going to be a kind of a difficult situation. And we, like I said, we understand and appreciate the fact that you guys have allowed us that parking, you know, from the day that Barrett and I moved over there and then we've got new dentists and everything. But really, I think in our situation now, it's just trying to secure an agreement of some sort. I understand the situation you guys are in too, you know, this being with all the parking that goes on, with all your county workers and everything, but we're just trying. My situation here is we are not planning on going anywhere. that building is going to be there. We do have, you know, maybe, you know, we had some land over here, but regardless of what we do with that, it doesn't matter. Because Rock Hotel Dental will still stay there. We will still practice dentistry there. But we really need some type of assurance that, you know, 5 years from now, our parking dried up, and then we're really in dire straits because we have nowhere else, you know, for patients to park, for us to park, you know. So that's basically why I'm here. There have been, you know, the appraisal part of it you brought up, that I'm not sure where that enters into it. Yeah, we've had an appraisal, new appraisal, but really at the end of the day, we just want to figure out a way, or if there's a way, anything that we can do to allow us to continue parking there, you know, beyond the 5 years. That's awesome, but at the end of the 5 years, then what do we do? Unless there's, you know, some other option with the city, or we don't know. So that's really why I'm here.
Mike, you can chime in on this, but I think our effort was to say that we were under the understanding that you were going to build a new building and move out into that new building at some point, and that we're under an increased pressure to utilize all of the parking stalls. We need them all for our own purposes, and that there would be a sunset on the parking that you needed so that we could take them back over for our own uses. And that's what we proposed in that 5-year agreement, is that, yeah, this gives you 5 years to get your building built, figure things out.
Yeah, and I don't, like I said, I'm there all the time, but so, you know, sometimes, you know, who knows what someone has said. But the situation is with that new facility or land over here, yes, there's a possibility, and I do say a possibility of that happening, but it will not change the fact that we will not remain here. I mean,
you would have both places.
Yes. If it got to the point where that was the case, Rock Hotel Dental, in the agreements we have, will not leave Rock Hotel. There will always be Rock Hotel Dental in there, as you know, as far at this point in time. We have no reason to abandon that for the next how many years. You know, I don't know if I'll still be around, but I mean, I'll still be around, but not working, but I mean, I hope. But anyway, that's our situation. Is that we appreciate the 5 years, but we would really, due to the fact that we have no intentions of leaving Rock Hotel Dental, you know, like something longer term, if it were possible. And like I said, I come to you saying, we appreciate all you've done for us, because it's been a lifesaver for all of us, and you know, all of our patients, everybody else, allowing, you know, whoever to park in your area over here. But now we're at the point where, you know, and again, parking's gonna be interesting. So, you know, just allowing us to have, you know, some assurance, if that's possible, to allow us to continue to have enough parking to, you know, continue our business. That's where we're at now.
So what's been your conversation as far as this new agreement is concerned?
As far as?
Yeah, getting that.
The new parking agreement?
Yeah.
Well, the new parking agreement is obviously, we want to sign the new parking agreement. But with that said, I mean, we are obviously 5 years is 5 years, but we would like to be able to entertain the, you know, the fact that, you know, we really need longer, to be totally honest with you. Because at the end of the 5 years, I don't know what will happen. You know, it's not going anywhere, and we're going to still be practicing dentistry out of there, and all of a sudden we have no parking. I don't know what will happen. I mean, unless we try to flood the city streets or whatever we can, you know, do to find parking.
So when you say it's a 5-year contract, but we're already a ways into the 5-year contract?
Well, there's a 5-year contract as far as I can tell, and something happened where it didn't get signed or whatever, then they gave us 3 years, and then they put a 2-year extension, so it's really 5 years from...
We've been kind of working on 5-year
increments.
Which is typical for contracts.
And we're into, I don't remember exactly, Mike, you'd have to remind me where we're at currently, but we proposed a new 5-year agreement that we would give them X number of stalls for from now till the next 5 years, And then at that time, it was our expectation that we could take back the parking stalls and utilize them for county purposes.
Yeah, so the exact terms are, I mean, there's some competing interests that have sparked this situation about, you know, what's transpired in terms of the needs of the dental group or desires and the needs of the county, particularly with you know, various buildings and staffing and other issues as far as available parking. Not to mention requirements from the city about how many parking spaces you need for office type buildings, so on and so forth. And so I think what transpired initially, this has been ongoing for a while, is my understanding is your group made some attempts to make payments based on a former lease that was in place, and the county has not accepted those payments. And this has been dragging on for a while, hoping to come to some type of resolution as far as, well, how can we work this out? What terms can we meet upon? And so that was one of the reasons behind this proposed contract was, well, let's start this agreement as of January 1st of 2020.
Right.
So that we set what's required and we recoup those payments that haven't been paid. So we've gone 2020, 2021, 2022 without accepting payments. And then there's the ability for that to take place. And then this would carry through, I think, 2024. And then there was the ability to exercise an option, if you guys needed to extend that out through December 31st of 2026.
Yeah, so that was a two-year extension you're talking about.
And so, I mean, it does sound like either there was some disconnect in terms of the communication, or maybe some plans have changed, or whatever the circumstances were, because when this was put together, the communications to us, or at least as I understood them, were that you guys would need that office for a period of time, and you would need to continue to use this while you built your new facility and transition. And that's what had been represented to us. And so we had said, okay, well, let's go about this process. We'll give them an initial time. If they run into some challenges, we'll give them two more full years after 2024. But let's bring some finality to this transition.
I think, Scott, this is the first time that any of us are hearing that you have plans to stay there on a permanent basis. We never understood that.
To be totally honest with you guys, this is the first time I've heard those particular terms that we were leaving from, and I worked there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know who. I know for a fact that there was land bought, purchased. I was not part of that. Just so you know, not that it makes any difference at all, because I was not really interested in, at this point in my life, becoming a developer. So there are part of Rock Hotel Dental that bought that, purchased that land over there. Was there talk of, again, me being not part of that purchasing group? It didn't really enter into my mind, and there may have been discussions through them, through Craig. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus, but the point is, if that's the case, that there was discussion, obviously, if you have a parcel of land, the possibility of that happening. But that was never, in my opinion, my knowledge of saying, that we're going to shut that down and we're going to build over there. My knowledge, and I was never going to leave there. So, you know, as far as if that was the information that was given to you, or you guys understood it that way, that may have been on the table that they were going to build over there, if it came to that point, but not necessarily leave the Rock Hotel Dental building that we've been in. So that may have been, you know, to you guys, so.
Well, I think that matters as far as the frequency too, because when you talked about kind of the history of this process, that initially my understanding, we went back and looked at the minutes.
Yeah.
There were two dentists that sound like you must have been one of them.
Yeah.
That came in the early to mid 90s, I believe.
Yeah.
And were requesting the county commission at the time to provide you guys the opportunity to use some additional parking for your practice. Our understanding is since that time, the practice has grown. There's more dentists, there's more patients. With that comes for your needs.
More staff.
More staff, more patients, more need for parking, right?
Right.
And like I said, so you kind of have these two competing interests of your practice has been growing beyond what was initially contemplated, maybe twofold or more. And the county's needs have been growing significantly as well.
Right.
And you, I think we're coming at this situation to where the county's becoming concerned that allowing your practice to continue to have as many parking slots as it has been allotted, you know, for several years into the future is probably not feasible.
Right.
And so that's where this whole thing about, well, this could be a happy medium, because if they're talking about, you know, taking their practice or at least a significant portion of their practice and moving it to a different location, then this would be an opportunity to where they could wind down their practice. We could give them the needs that they need. They could make the transition with time. And then once this expired, then we could take back our property.
Sense. Yeah, I see where that makes sense.
But if that's not a reality and there's a need for basically what's now 30 spots, 29 when you count the handicap spot, I think the discussions here have been that type of arrangement, you know, going beyond much more than what we've discussed, there's significant concerns as to the feasibility of that from the county.
Yeah. No, I understand that, yeah. And I think in a situation now where, you know, with that said, I understand that because I've been here since the beginning of time when we moved across and there was two of us and now there's, you know, five of us and there's 30-something people that work there, and I get it, you know. So I think in for right now, I guess, you know, stating the facts at this point is, you know, we're not going anywhere. We're not planning to go anywhere. So as long as everybody understands that, and I, you know, that's on us if that was the message was portrayed, and we appreciate the 5 years you've given us, which is awesome. We appreciate you, what you've given us the last 30 years, like 30-something years I've been there. But the point is now is exactly that. I understand where you guys are coming from, because we're kind of sitting over there, you know, running our business, but we're also trying to, you know, we use a lot of parking. So I guess coming forward would be, you know, with the knowledge of we aren't going anywhere, you know, I mean, we're not planning on that. If that happens, it happens. But it's not going to mean we're not going to be there. Will it minimize our parking needs? Possibility, I don't know. But the situation would come to this point is, you know, we appreciate the 5 years. And even if it means you're not going to give us exactly what we've had over these previous time, what could you allow us? What could you give us? Where, you know, what options could we have? Could we use the city streets? I mean, there's that big long on the east side. I mean, we're just trying to figure out, you know, we don't own this. This is your game, not ours, and we appreciate what you've done for us, but it's almost like, well, you know, is there give and take? What could you allow us? What, you know, I mean, we don't want to, you know, at the end of the day, if we had to close off that ingress, you know, the driveway and put our six back, that's what we'd have to do. You know what I mean? At least we'd have six on our property. You know what I mean? If we had no other option of going, you know, because everything else is yours. You know, the six just north of us that faces north, you know, and then those ones we use right in front of there. You know, and I, you know, so that's kind of where we're at as well. We've got to figure something out for our livelihoods, you know, and for the 30 people that work there. you know, and all the patients, we got to figure something out because we can't have them traipsing across the streets or, you know, walking patients from wherever to get into our building either.
I mean, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
There's no question that the county has to protect their
right.
ability for the employees to park.
Yes.
And with opening the new building, I mean, we run into the same, opening the new building.
Right.
Is that, you know, we run into the same thing, you know, you are, is that we bring more people into that
right.
building, we have to have more parking right. places. Usually when it comes to business, which I totally understand, you know, not wanting to close it, but realistically, because you've been very successful with your business, does it become the fact of, yeah, you'd like to keep that open, maybe you do go from your 5 and your 30 down to, you know, 2 dentists and maybe 10 people, to where there is room for parking and you have to expand into another location to be able to do it? Because realistically, I think it's absolutely cool that you've grown your business the way you have. The only problem is, so have we.
Well, no,
and so to me, you know, the commitment from my perspective is that I don't know what we can commit to you, because we can't have people walking in here saying to us, I have nowhere to park.
Right.
And we have to respect that also, as far as it goes. And it's not because we want to beat you guys up, we just have to take care of what we have internally. And I don't know, I mean, I was just looking over there and there's a lot of empty parking spaces right there. And I don't know if what takes place on Monday afternoons is different than what takes place on Tuesday mornings. But at some point in time, I can see there definitely will be a major conflict. So,
and I think what's helped a little bit, we've gone into different, we go shifts, 7 to 1, 1 to 7, you know, we work different shifts, you know, which I think helps somewhat, clears people out, gets people in, whatever, you know, as far as diminishing the need for the parking. But like I said, it's, at this point, it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's like, we know this is your property, it's not ours, and we understand that. You've allowed us to use it, we understand that. You've given us 5 more years, we understand that, that's great. We appreciate it. But, you know, at some point, is there an option? You know, is there a city option? Do we, you know, we use that whole city part on the side, I guess, is that legal or not legal? I don't know. We don't want to close that driveway through there, and, you know, at least we'll get 5 or 6 out of that way.
How many patients were you having there at the time?
Well, there's, look over here.
And the reason why
I was trying to figure out the driveway. Is that the one closest to the building?
It's right there by the do not enter sign, where that's
just the one
that drives in off of whatever street that is through. And that, and see where the dumpsters are? The cement, that's county property.
But
abutting up to that, that's ours. It comes across all the way kind of where that truck is.
Is there somewhere, I mean, I'm just thinking if there was somewhere to find off-site parking for the employees?
Yeah.
That if that was the case, then?
Well, we even looked at the possibility of, I don't know what the post office situation is there.
I don't either.
No one does. I still take their deer skin time.
But no, but the point is exactly that. You guys can, I mean, not you guys, so we can figure that out. We don't mind, but we've done it before, and over 35 years during, you know, construction of the parking lot, and, you know, when they did this and all, you know, changed it, took the library down. I mean, I've seen it all here for 35 years. So the point is, you know, we don't mind that at all. The problem we run into is we love to park across the street, but then you take your life in your own hands running across that street sometimes. That can be very busy. You know, as people come whooping around that curve, you know, it'd be nice to be able to cross it, whatever. But if we could figure out a way that we could utilize some parking offsite for our staff, that'd be fabulous. The thing we worry about is, you know, it's the handicapped and elderly people that, you know, that can't traverse that. We don't want to walk, you know, have them walking a half a mile to get in. I mean, there's those situations. We're more worried about our patients, typically, than, because we can park other places. Yes, obviously.
Have you approached Farmington City
No.
at all yet to discuss?
No. But that, like I said, if this situation were 5 years out, this, you know, but I don't know if you go in there and say, 5 years from now, can we have this parking, or now? You know,
the reality of it, Scott, is that, you know, we've been leasing you 23 plus your 6, 29 parking stalls for a number of years, that doesn't even come close to what your actual need is. I mean, there's probably at times that you're using 40 or 50 parking stalls based on, you know, the amount of customers you've got now.
Yeah.
Just from Farmington City standpoint, and I've had no conversation with them, but this is just pulling stuff off their website, just based on the square footage of that building, you need 55 off-street parking stalls. There's no way we're ever going to be able to provide that, and that's just not ever going to happen.
Right.
Our needs are just increasing by the day with, you know, what we're going to have at this new building. So we got to figure out something.
Yeah, and we wouldn't ask for that. I mean, we're not at this point right now. We're not asking for more. We're just grateful what you're giving us for the next 5 years. We're just saying. Gosh, you know, at the end of the 5 years, we don't want to just say, sorry, everybody, we're closing shop because there's nowhere to park. I mean, we want to be proactive enough, whether it's through you guys allowing us something and then going to different possibilities of somewhere. But obviously, we can't, you know, go to the five-year mark and then say, nobody can park here anymore.
Do you have any thoughts about what, I mean, is the idea that you would downsize this?
You know what?
Time in the future.
At this point, I really don't have any idea because there's really no idea in place. So that's what's kind of too bad about this is that the word got out that from whomever, you know, that basically we're out of here because we got they've got a parcel of land over there. So that's the sad part about this because that's really my knowledge and my thoughts was not anything I ever thought about or talked about.
Jeff. The street out here coming between us and Chevron, that leads into these subdivisions down here, is that correct?
Yeah, it's just part of that city street.
On that. And so.
Is it a one way?
No, it's a one way.
The curved street over here, has that always been that way, or did that ever?
No, there was a Bowman's there.
It used to be
T up there, there used to be a Bowman's over there. Yeah. Curve was.
I agree, traffic's getting. Considerable more and more as far as it goes. Do you think Farmington City would have any interest in basically closing the curb and bring that strip through and putting that as a wide intersection right there?
I don't know. That's a very busy road. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a problem on I-15, that road is backed up clear around that curve from here to as far as you can see in every direction. So I don't know if that's too close to this intersection or whatever, but
plus it's a state road.
This is going to take some thinking out of the box to figure out some stuff.
Well, the thing is too, and again, if from our perspective, and if I was at the city, I would be saying that, look, and I'm not being mean, don't take it this way, but yeah, you've got this building, you've done a very good job in your business, now you want us to help you solve your problem.
Right.
And which usually doesn't go real well with government, unless you could convince Farmington that there's a need for them to straighten that road out because there needs to be a T intersection and you'd be interested in participating or something with them to try to make it work. And I don't know whether or not it is.
Well, we can go, you know, I'll be honest with you, right there next to the Chevron, you know, the building that runs past us. I mean, there's probably 20 spots, you know, that go all the way up the street up to that red building, you know what I mean? And I guess, you know, that's one of those situations where it's city parking and anybody can park there, I'm assuming, right? But we could all, you know, take boom, 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 all the way up to the end there, we could use those. But I think, that's the situation. It's just being able to, like I said, 5 years from now is going to be a little bit different. And I understand what you're saying, going to the city. But, I mean, is there, I guess I could ask you, at the 5 year mark, is there any plans of giving us anything or saying, you can have 6 here or you can have 8, we're not going to give you 29, but basically we're taking them all. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking right now is saying, well, you know, even if you gave us an option of having 6 or 10 or 8 or, you know, just for patient parking, you know, I mean, I understand this isn't your problem, but we could maybe figure out saying, I'll go to the city and say, can we park along here? What are our options here? But I think in this arena we're in right now, it kind of just depends on if you guys, you know, what your thoughts are in 5 years from now. Could you guarantee us anything?
I think that's something that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
One other thing to keep in mind is that we're about 25 or 30 stalls short on what we are supposed to have or need in this. So we're utilizing street parking.
Yeah, why not?
In this block,
exactly.
As well.
Yeah, because we see county trucks parked all, you know, on the side.
So
Wayne and Jeff, realistically, if we were to redo that parking lot out there, we probably wouldn't have as many islands floating around, so that we had more parking places.
I think as a city ordinance, but it would change your mind on with the drought.
Another thought could be structured parking.
Well,
as a long-term solution.
So I mean,
any like a parking garage. I mean,
yeah, which isn't cheap. But if you know, let's just hypothetically say that between us and you guys and Farmington City, you know, they agreed that we could redo this parking lot and do away with, you know, the green space, if you want to say that. And it was to create 50 parking places. I have no idea how many it would.
What, 10 maybe?
Yeah, if we got rid of all them islands, you could pick up probably more than 8 or 10 parking stalls.
I don't think very many as far as that goes.
No. I mean, we could lay out some things and look at it.
I just wondered if you would be willing to participate if we were to do something like that.
We might have a choice. I mean, that's awesome you guys are offering that, because like I said, this is your campus, not ours.
Farmington City does not use all these parking places over here on this side.
They don't have any islands either.
In the summer.
Well, they do in the summer. In the summer, that thing's jam-packed.
Yeah, there's swimming pools going.
People with the swimming pools going.
That's right. And they have activities in the recital and other things.
Yeah. Anytime they've got in the summer, it's packed every day.
I mean, I think probably what I would suggest is that you need to come with a solution of how you think everything could work between everybody, and I think you need to present the solution.
The solution being that you are going to allow us to utilize.
Well, I don't think. First of all, I think you got to realize is that there's a limited amount of parking places.
Well, right. Yep.
And so, the solution is not going to be on this property over here.
Well, no, that's my point. If you're saying the solution is at the end of 5 years, you guys are history in the parking, then we will have to, in the 5 year interim, try to figure something out. I mean, pure and simple. Your game, not mine. So my point is, if you're giving us the 5 years and then you're saying, sorry, but we're not going to give you anything after that, then we do have 5 years to figure out.
Are we giving them 5 years or 3 years, because we're already in the
3 plus 2.
Well, it's 5 years.
We're giving them, under this agreement, we'd be giving them
through the 26th.
Yeah, it was with the options, it was 5 years from about the time we gave it.
So
from 2021 through 2026. And that was the idea.
So we got 4.5 years.
Didn't you say it started in 2020? Or did it start?
Well, it starts January 1st of 2020.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down.
And that's to recoup, to go back to the effective date and say, okay, this is what's going to govern the parties' agreements.
So it goes to January 25.
Dating back to the time that.
End of the year 2026.
Okay.
So that's a total of 7 years, actually.
Yeah, so was that?
But basically 4 years from now.
But
a little less than 4 years.
Well, it was 5 years from 2022. So right. We wanted to recoup.
Right.
And then we wanted to say, look, we'll give you a window up to 5 years.
Right.
To be a good partner.
Because you gave us a 2 year.
To get this transition going. But yeah, that was always our understanding is that, look, you needed a window.
Right. Right.
But after that window, that things were going to drastically change one way or the other.
Well, the point at this point is that it doesn't, it's like sixes whether we go or not. The 5 year, you know what I mean, the 4 5 year deal at the end of the thing, you need your parking, regardless of whether they're not there. So I guess our option then would be at that point of saying, well, okay, we want to get rid of that drive-through and recoup, you know, the 5 year that we had, you know, we have room for 5 right there. And then after that, we'll just have to figure it out. Go to the city or whoever.
So I personally feel like I could not make a commitment for that far out. I don't even know if I'll be in office, you know. Hard.
I saw your name over there.
Yes, I hope to be in office for a little while longer.
I saw your picture on the side of the road.
But it's, just the needs of our parking are also growing, and so that's something that we have to be responsible for ourselves.
Right.
And I agree that in a city, and I've seen it in other cities too, the requirements for a certain size, a certain amount of business, the city has requirements. I'm guessing that it's probably been masked to Farmington City that it's a struggle for you with your growth, because they don't know. They don't know whether they're your customers or our people in the parking lot, right? It's more obvious to us than it is to Farmington City that you've outgrown the amount of parking for the size of your business now. So yeah, I don't know what the answer is, but I'm kind of hopeful and thinking that talking to Farmington City would be a very important next step to see what they know and what some options might be while you still have some time to figure it out.
Well, yeah, I think that's my point of being here.
Yeah.
And I said it wasn't because I drew the short straw. But the point was that my point of being here is trying to figure that out. Now, honestly, communication is not our forte amongst the doctors. So stuff that was said, or stuff that might have been said to you or whoever else, anybody else.
Well, we even toured it. Let's just say that. I was invited to come see.
But the point is, I guess, at this juncture, this point in time, is pure and simple. We've got it until December 26th.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, right now, we don't really have a contract.
Okay, so we need to get a contract, which apparently hasn't been signed.
Yeah, no, this hasn't been signed. We haven't sent it over.
So we need that to sign that, so at least we're good till then. At that point, it is what it is. You guys need your parking?
I think there's some ongoing negotiation, like talking to us, and like Commissioner Stevenson said, is if we can rearrange our parking area, if you guys are willing to participate in rearranging financially.
Okay, after
you know, there could be some possibility of us buying some of the stuff. Haven't we talked about that?
Yeah, we have, but they've got to negotiate.
Buying some of the...
Some excess property to open up some other areas.
Oh.
Okay. Probably owned on another border.
Oh, so I next that into the...
The guy didn't want to sell it to us.
Yeah, it's, right now that's not a thing.
Okay. I'd be curious to ask those guys across the street if they'd lease you 20 spaces.
Over here?
Yeah.
No, and I think, okay, so I think really that we, you know, to this point right now, and that's the reason I'm over here, is to find out where, I mean, number one, it's your campus and we're using it. And at the end of the 5 years, we need to sign that document, and we will have parking as it is that correct, until December 26th?
Or was it
28?
20, December 31st of 2026.
I'm going to strike that. So we'll have it at that point. If we sign the contract, we will have it as is till then. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And then at that point, you're basically going to need the parking, all of it. And so we need to kind of look for an alternative. Now, if something were to pop up like you were talking about, that's great. That's great for us. It would probably make sense to redo the parking lot because it only had 10 spaces or something. Or is that even
possible? Get rid of them.
What's that?
I think they'd like to get rid of them, so I think we need to look into that as well.
Well, even that. I mean, so the point is, I guess, is anything that transpires.
There's a lot of things could happen in the next 4 years.
Exactly.
Bottom line, honestly.
That's my point.
But I would say the closer you get to the 4 years, you better figure something out, because you may go from the 20.
And we can't wait 4 years. We need to kind of figure it out, right?
We need time.
Well, no.
We shouldn't start working on it.
Because
if Jeff
is still here, he is going to lay his body down out there so no one can pull.
Well, I've already been thrown out of the parking lot because I couldn't stay in one parking stall. So I've been banished anyway.
All right, so I think at this point, if you guys are in agreement, we signed the agreement. So we're going to through the end of 26. And then, obviously, we're going to be proactive in trying to, I mean,
Figure it out ASAP, probably.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I see if that's an option. I mean, right now, if nobody cared, we would, I'd just go tell everybody in our office to park along the, on the city street.
So they'd have to drive around, right, or go through the lot and come back, since it's one way, they can't pull in.
They pull this way, it's one way this way.
Yeah, just one way going out.
Are you part of this newly formed Dale group that you guys all put together, or are you outside of that?
No. We're all part of that.
Okay.
Yes.
We just assumed that you guys were all...
Locked there?
Yeah.
Well, no, that part of it is legit, and we're all gung-ho, and it's a great, and to be honest with you, it's a fabulous situation we've gotten ourselves into. But that has nothing to do with the building itself, basically. I mean, we own the building, the partners own the building, we're in part of a huge, I mean, anyway, Jen Ford, it's a big company, but we own the building. So that's where we're at right now, at this point. So we are not planning on leaving the building.
Were you planning on selling the building to that rep?
What's that?
Were you planning on selling that building to that rep, and then the lease agreement was kind of...
We thought about selling to a REIT, yeah. But it was a practice REIT that was kind of through our affiliation with the other entity. But they said, well, we're not gonna, if you can't have parking, you can't guarantee some parking there, we don't want you to do it. So that was serendipitous, you know, that's probably where it being a good thing.
Are you gonna be the spokesman from here going on?
What's that?
Are you gonna be the spokesman from here going on, because
I need to take a flogging and keep on coming.
We need one person to be here.
I think that's exactly right, because I think, and I don't care if it's me or if it's somebody else.
No. We want you now. You're here.
Well, no, because the point is...
You're nominated, sorry.
But that's an info that was probably, was true-ish. I mean, yes, we have the land. They, you know, I didn't participate in that, which I told you. But that was an issue, a possibility. Whether that's done there, that doesn't really have anything to do with... The only thing it could maybe do over here is... diminish the...
So have you got the lease agreement sent to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Give it to me, I'll carry it over. And no, seriously.
Yeah. No, because we want to have somebody that's the main person we can support.
All right.
Because we're getting mixed messages from everybody. Because we're not going to move, we'll send to the county, we'll not send to the county, you know.
You give me the agreement. I haven't even seen the agreement. I don't even know what is in it.
Okay.
So if you give me that agreement, and then I'll make sure that everybody sees it, we make sure that everything needs to be done, we can get it done, because we have to. Period. I mean, I don't want to sit here and mess around with this thing, and then you get to tell us, well, you didn't sign the agreement. Now all your parking's gone. We got to get that done, and then we've got to move ahead and be proactive and trying to...
Yeah, that's the first thing that needs to happen, is we need to get that agreement finished.
Well, then yeah, I didn't even know there was where there was an agreement, so that's where I'm at.
Somebody over there has it, but we could have another one sent to you.
I'll find it. If it's the same...
We'll send it to you. We'll get your email, and we'll send it to you.
All right.
And you're then, Scott Corey, right?
Yeah.
Did I get that right? And I like it with you being the one, because you have been in from the beginning. So to me, that you have all that history.
Yeah.
And that, that sometimes helps.
Well, I think it helps too, because, you know, yeah, Barrett and I mean, he's retired Packer, but when we came over, this was, you know, we were in that little office next across the street, and we looked at the birds flying in and out of there, and you know, who knows what else was going on there, and took the leap of faith and did it. But we couldn't have done it without the county, pure and simple. I mean, but back then there was me and him. And then, you know, now we've got every nook and cranny in the room and water closet or anything we think of, trying to put more people, you know, get more in that building.
Don't tell farming.
When did you guys start in that building? When did you remodel it?
I think it was 94 or 5 we actually got in there.
So I've been a patient since pretty much the beginning. Barrett was my dentist for...
Yeah.
The whole time.
And he won't use any parking spaces.
I walked over there. I'm not using up any parking.
Same. Well, no, see, I think, okay, here's a good litmus test. Is I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to see, and if nobody, well, the city doesn't care, I'm going to say all of us are going to park on that street.
Staff.
All of us is going to staff. Park on the staff. All of us and staff will park on that city street, and let's see what happens. It'll be interesting to see. We are only going to allow patients. Right now, we grapple a little bit with the construction workers, but they've been awesome, or whoever put up those signs has been great. But the point is, I think that would be maybe a good idea. Say, okay, let's all the staff is going to park along the city, unless the city says something. Unless I go to the city and say, here's what we're going to do, but I don't know why you need to.
If there's no signs posted.
There are no signs.
Yeah.
And know this as well, is that we know that we've got people from the school district parking in our parking lot. And because this is the first stop before you get to Lagoon, we got people that park here for free and ride down to Lagoon.
Yeah, I've seen that before too. But.
So we've got other people in this parking lot that's...
Right.
That shouldn't be there.
Right. Well, I think for me, it's just as pure simple as that. I was here from the beginning of the time. We were awesome. I know you guys were here, but I mean, as far as they allowed us to utilize that parking, that was part of the only reason we did it. It's significantly changed. As you guys recall, maybe you don't, the library was there, the prison, all that stuff. It's been torn down, and then that big new parking lot was put in. It just gave us more room to park. But the point is, you know, we're appreciative. I am appreciative because that's my lifeblood. I've been there from day one. So I appreciate the county for allowing us to do that. And I see where we are now and I understand that we just have to kind of come to this point in time and say, okay, this is where we are. So.
Well, you've been good partners for a long time. We've both outgrown our area.
Yeah. We just wanted to say we both outgrown our use. So I think that's great. So my message here, the message I get is that we need to get the contract signed, number one, period. And then we're gonna get proactive in trying to figure out alternative parking. And I think it'll be interesting. I think I'm gonna put up a thing and just say let's park on that street. See what happens. It's a little more difficult in the winter, obviously.
There's a lot of businesses who ask their employees to park in the further locations so the
customers. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we're fine with that.
All of downtown Caseville is that way.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem at all. Just as long as we had somewhere where there was that we could do that. You know, whether we went over to the city. Like I said, in the winter, it's a little bit different when you got snow plows running up and down on that side street.
How much would it cost for a parking garage?
$20,000 a stall.
It's expensive. It's really, you'd never recoup it.
Yeah.
They're rich hunters.
A walk.
And I think that Farmington citizens were also pretty.
No, what they were concerned about was that we were putting in this mixed housing, and they proportionally sized the parking garage to look like it was 10x, 30x size that it was, and it was like parking garage over the top of the county building.
Yeah,
it was larger than this.
The artist rendering looked like you dropped the pivot.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, look like good heavens, you can't see the mountains.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Appreciate you.
So we good?
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you very much for
your email.
Will you give me your email?
Yeah.
And I'll make sure you get that.
Your flashlight's on that phone, too.
Oh, jeez.
All right, so anything else we need to discuss? I think this is for the
send it to Scooter C.
I have an executive
scooter.
I should give you guys a heads up on that this morning, but I need to give you a heads up on an administrative issue.
Oh, okay.
And is that going to be the new?
Or the I'll get you the new one.
Or the latest one?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for that in.
Yep. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Now, Bear is already gone to greener pastures. When are you thinking about that?
You know what?
An entirely different story than what we heard today.
Okay.
All right.
And the terms of that agreement were based off of that. Is look, this is the situation. This is what you're telling us. This is, you know, how it works. If you guys ultimately say that, yeah, let's leave the terms of that the way it is, so be it. But I don't think that we should be beholden to a lease that we put together based on the representation that, well, we just need some time to get our other facility in place and get up and running, and then we're going to be out of here. Or at least a large portion of our business is going to be out of here. That's not what I heard today.
Yeah. You want me to
go ahead?
Move?
Yep.
Okay, so I move that we go into closed session for reasons permitted under Utah Code annotated 52-4-2051C. and/or 1D.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're out of closed session. Really no action taken.
The time is 4:57 and this meeting is adjourned.